There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do in the middle of your baking and cooking. And we were just talking about Christmas cookies, and Mammy has been eating them, and I've been remembering cooking them, but actually haven't done any this year. Yeah, although I did some sticky buns.
Okay.
Sticky buns with pecans are pretty good.
Okay.
The problem is, if there aren't enough people around, I'll send a bunch downstairs, but if there are not enough people around, I end up sort of, let's just try a little taste of this one in the air. So try not to cook lots of stuff unless there are a lot of people around to eat lots of stuff. Okay, in the news today, kind of a vaguely, I don't know how to feel, e-books damage sleep and health. Doctors warned. It turns out that the books, that the e-books, the original Kindles don't, but the ones with backlighting, apparently, it's not a very good idea to sort of have that level of light emission just before you're trying to go to sleep. Not very good for you.
Okay.
The question I would have is, I read, like I think a lot of people, before I go to bed at night, just to kind of make the transition from daytime to nighttime. But I have a light, but it's not a computer light, so it's presumably a slightly different wavelength, and it's reflected light. It's not, I have a light that shines on the book rather than shines in my eye. So I assume that that's a different kind of light, but it doesn't really differentiate very well.
Mm.
But that's one more thing to worry about.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that before, where it's like staring into a computer screen, mm-hmm. For an extended period of time, right before you go to bed is like not necessarily something that is good
for
getting sleep.
The thyroid, which is kind of the master control. Especially for sort of sleep-wake cycle, mm-hmm. is very phototropic. It's very photosensitive, which is presumably one of the reasons why we sleep at night, atavistically.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that if you start messing with the sleep cycle in terms of light, that it really can mess up your circadian rhythm. So it's an interesting phenomenon. But remember there were all those theories about the fact that cell phones were going to cause brain cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And now apparently it's an urban legend. Apparently it has no particular validity.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever really bought into that.
I just figured if that was the case, everybody was going to come down with brain cancer at exactly the same moment, because all of us have been using cell phones for so long.
Exactly.
All right. Here's something that right out of Interstellar. NASA plans for an off-world colony, a floating city above Venus.
Yeah. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is
a blimp
cool.
city.
I'd be a little nervous, though, because, with something like that, I'd just be worrying about something.
A blimp going down or something.
Yeah, it's just something.
I was talking with somebody last night about this, because, I worked on the space program, and the idea that there was a part of me that always wanted to go into space, another part that's claustrophobic enough to think, I don't know. So, I mean, look, if that's how we survive, just have everybody on massive doses of Valium or something, or at least me.
Well, how would gravity work up there, too? I mean,
that's easy. That's easy. I mean, you can create artificial gravity pretty easily.
Okay.
They do it. That's how they train astronauts, is they put them in water, and then they weight belt so that it's essentially, you can make people's zero gravity. You could do that in space. That's not terribly difficult. They already know how to do that.
Okay.
All right. LG introduces speakers you can text, which isn't exactly what it sounds like. It turns out that you can have something on your iPhone and go into your house and be within a couple feet of your speakers, and the speakers will start playing the same song that's on your iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Which seems to me like a lot of gizmo as opposed to just plunking, you know, turning something on.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hitting a switch.
Yeah,
I don't know. Every once in a while you feel like technology is kind of getting away from us.
Yeah.
This is another one. Today is National Technology Day in spite of the fact that they call it Pfefferness Day. Google unveils a fully working self-driving car prototype.
See, that kind of scares me, too. I'd like
Why? I think that sounds great.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the difference between that to a certain extent and a subway car, except that it's...
Yeah, that's
right?
A good point. Yeah,
it's going to be on a track.
I guess for me, it's just if it's my car, I want to have full control of it, you know.
All right, but think about your mother driving at night, or think about more in a more frightening way, my mother driving at night. We used to call her Crash. So if you knew that she was in a car that she could get around, she could direct it, there would be a GPS... And that she, you know, that she wasn't going to bang into anybody. Nobody was going to bang into her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I see your point.
So they're saying they'll spend the holidays zipping around a test track using temporary manual controls while the engineers continue to test and learn. They're seeking partners for their self-driving car. They're hoping that auto industry partners will help bring the car to market within the next 5 years.
Okay.
64 lasers that scan across 360 degrees, a camera, and a GPS. Well, I got that right. To generate a map of its surroundings and drive safely. Software models are built to react to predictable and unpredictable scenarios. See, if I had, like, for example, driving to the airport, if I could do a car where I could just sort of put myself into it, not have to worry about changing lanes or semis that were going to run over me, or finding the exit, or night driving. I mean, I think that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm on board for that. And I think the idea is not so much for you, although for young people, look, if I had a teenager, I'd much rather them be in a self, you know, in a self-driving car than the little speed demon that we know they were.
Yeah.
Especially when they're inexperienced. No, I think it's very cool. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, another thing to think about too is if, you know, if somebody goes out and has a lot to drink and, you know, they need a way to get home when they don't have to drive, they'd have something that can get them home. So, yeah.
The question is, would they be either or? Like, there's some cars that you can either have an automatic transmission and then you can actually take it out of four-wheel drive, but to have the either or option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but drunk driving would wipe out drunk driving. Presumably it'd wipe out car accidents, wipe out pedestrian accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wipe out all the, you know, whenever there's fog and there are 15 cars in a pileup driving on snow. No, I think it would be very cool because in theory, even though Americans use a car as part of the expression of their personalities, in theory, a car is just transportation. Mm-hmm. And there are other kinds of transportation that get you from here to there that you basically are not in control of. Airplanes, buses, trains, subways.
Cabs.
I don't know. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
And we kill 55,000 people a year on the roads.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and then, you know, you'd probably cut down on, you know...
Gas.
You'd cut down on gas for sure. You'd cut down
car insurance.
Yeah. Animal
repair shops
probably...
Well, the animal thing, that's an interesting one, because, like, deers popping... Presumably, they have deers popping out. That turns out to actually kill a number of people every year, of deers popping out of nowhere.
Yeah, I've hit a few deer in my lifetime.
You hit a bear?
A few deer, I said.
I ran over a duck once. It was the most alarming thing in my life.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've never done that. I rode back over it and was just heartbroken. I mean, and there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and our final technology story. I'm trying to figure out how much trouble I'm willing to get into on this. Florida woman charged with trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband. It would seem to me that the news story would be a Florida woman was not charged with trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband. Don't we hear this story about every, you know, couple times a year? And it's always a woman in Florida. Right? All right, I'm going to get in trouble on that one, I suppose. At any rate... I would seem to be the news story would be the opposite. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Selena, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome, kiddo. How am I going to help today?
Okay, so I just uncovered a month ago that my fiance of 8 years has been cheating on me for the past 2 years.
Ah.
So...
All right. Okay, let me stop you, Sugar, because we're up against a break. I'll give you as much time as you need. All right? Hang on. And take a deep breath, and I promise I'll help you through this. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Selena, who's been engaged. Selena, how old are you?
I'm 32 and he's 34.
Why would you be engaged to somebody for 8 years just out of curiosity?
Because I'm a semi-doormat, so here we are.
So you wanted to get married and he didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Did the two of you live together?
Not anymore. I mean, we've been long distance for the past 2 years because I live in Florida and he lives in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I guess that's partially why I did not uncover this earlier.
You don't have kids or anything like that together, do you?
No, thank goodness. No.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so how did you find out? All right, but up until 2 years ago, were you living together for any of those 6 years you were together?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was fine, and as far as I know, he was perfectly faithful, and, you know, I mean, we had our relationship issues, but there weren't any issues with affairs or infidelity during
that
time.
And why did he not want to get married during that 6 years?
Well, we had our, I guess, lifestyle differences, and that he's from Pennsylvania, his family is up there, but I've always wanted to live in Florida, so that was one of the biggest wedge between us, you know.
Where did you meet?
We met in school. We met in medical school.
And where was school?
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, so the two of you started out in Pennsylvania, but you wanted to move to Florida at some point.
Correct.
Okay, so 2 years ago, did you just decamp 2 years ago and say, I'm going to go to Florida now?
I'd waited for 6 years to be...
No, honey, I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to get a timeline.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. So I guess I just gave up because I, just wanted to move to see if maybe I can get over my wanting to be in Florida. If I just move down here by myself first, and then if I can get over it, I'll just move back up to Pennsylvania to be with him. Or if I can't, then he'll just move down.
All right, so the engagement was, how far into the relationship did the two of you get engaged?
Well, I guess year five.
Okay, so a year before you moved to Florida, you got engaged. You then said, look, I really need to see whether Florida is the issue. So during the time that you moved to Florida, what was the understanding about the relationship? Was it we're still engaged? Was it we're putting the... Okay. So how often did you see each other during, let's say, that first 6 months that you were in Florida and he was still in Pennsylvania?
Almost every month.
Okay. When did you find out about... are you still in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he's still in Pennsylvania? When did you find out about the affair?
A month ago.
How did you find out?
When I was up there to visit, I was on his computer. I was just checking my work email, and this random text message popped up from a random person. So it turns out that he was actually juggling three women at that time, that it was not only myself, but two other women who didn't know anything about each other. So... and then upon further questioning, there was another woman way back in 2013 or at the beginning of 2013, but it fizzled out. So then here we are.
All right. So what is he saying at this moment?
That he's terribly remorseful, that he will never do this again, and that he fully understands the severity and the serious nature of what he's done, and that he wants to commit to long-term therapy and really get to the bottom of the underlying cause for all of this, and that he wants to be with me for the rest of forever and make this up to me for the rest of forever.
Okay. What do you want?
I want to work this out because I love this man.
Then have him move to Florida. And because if he's willing to move to Florida, you got a shot.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'd live with him necessarily, although I think that is almost irrelevant at this moment. But he needs to be in therapy, he needs to move to Florida and see how it goes. And either he will be so resentful of that move that it's not going to work, at which point you don't even have to worry about kicking him out. He'll kick himself out. Or he will commit to you. He's in the state you want to be in. That's part of his remorse and part of his making it up to you, and he's in therapy, and the two of you decide in the next year that this is workable or not. Put the line in the sand, sugar. And if he says no, dump him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've seen two different psychologists that I respect, you know, for my individual therapy.
Sure.
And both of them unequivocally really says that he will never change and that he will cheat on me again. And
Have they ever met him?
No. Well, one of them met him once.
You know, I think that's an incredibly arrogant thing for any human being to say, let alone a therapist. As therapists, we're in the business of helping people to change. So making the assumption that somebody you've never met is never going to change, do I think it's likely? Who knows? I mean, I don't know him. But I think you've got the obvious. You're saying, look, if you believed in those two therapists, you already would have dumped him. So calling me is sort of getting in a third opinion. What I'm saying is, figure out what you want. What you wanted for 8 years is a commitment and him to move to Florida. He's now saying, I'll do whatever you want. Say, fine, move to Florida, get yourself a house, get yourself a job, be in therapy. In a year, if the two of us are happy, we'll go down to the Justice of Peace, get a license, get married. So a year from now, we'll either be married to each other or we'll be broken up. You've got the perfect litmus test. You don't have to believe in psychologists. You don't have to believe in change. You don't even have to believe in fidelity or infidelity. I mean, I think it's different when somebody cheats when it's a long-distance relationship. Do I think it's a nice thing to do? No. But, I mean, let me just tell you what his thinking was. She's not here. She's the one who left me. I'm never going to go to Florida. She'll either come back or she won't. If she comes back, these women are just diversions, and I'll dump them, and she'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't what happened. And to a certain extent, thank goodness it didn't happen, because as you point out, you're more committed to him than he is to you. And that's pretty obvious from not only infidelities, but the geography. The question is, has he changed? Has he sort of looked at his behavior? He got busted. And as I was talking about earlier in the program, that change is difficult. And when we say hit bottom, what we mean is it becomes so painful to continue down the road that we're going down that we change. We don't change for somebody else. We change because it's so painful to continue our current trajectory that it makes no sense. So say to him, here's the deal. You move down here by, you know, within a month, or give him 2 months or whatever, that we live separately, we date each other, you go to therapy, I'll go to therapy with you at some point if you want, and within a year, that we're either committed to one another and married by a year from today, or we're broken up. And he'll either do it or not. And you have all the choices at this moment. If he says no, I dump him, because it's not only that he's not, whether he'll change or not, he's not committed to you. He's not, and no matter how remorseful he is, he's not that remorseful because he's not willing to do anything differently. Let me put you on hold. You think about it for a minute and come back. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I love when therapists say, someone I've never met, I can tell you exactly what they're going to do. I don't know. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brett.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorablenesses, I will be very honest with you, as I always am. We had some issues today that had nothing to do with us. It has to do with the great, wonderful world of Internet. And so if some of the comments I've been making in the last hour and a half sounded familiar, that's because it was a previously recorded, it was a program we've done before. What you might have heard if you've been connected to me and my microphone is a whole lot of four-letter words. That's not true. I know not to get four-letter words anywhere near a microphone, because with my luck, all of a sudden there would be this burst, and, you know, I would be on the air saying terrible things. But I've just been on the phone for the last almost 2 hours dealing with how to get me back on the air. So, Colleen and Lori, I know you guys were both very patient and waiting, but asking somebody to wait for an hour and a half, not knowing if your host was going to be on, does seem to me, I mean, I'm impressed that you guys were willing to wait as long as you did. But right now, all you have to do is call the regular phone number, 855-993-7569, and I am here. The thing about having technological issues is it's kind of like a toothache. You know it's not going to last forever, and you know it's going to be painful before it goes away, but you know it's, you know, sooner or later you're going to get it fixed. And do you know what? It's kind of like when the toothache goes away, you're thinking, wow, life is really good.
I feel great.
Right. Yeah. So when I got Manny's voice for the first time in almost 2 hours, I'm so glad to hear Manny's voice.
And
so
the feeling was very mutual, too, I must say. When you popped up, I was like, oh, here we go. Yes, we're good. So.
She is my favorite person. That's my favorite voice in the world.
Yeah,
and exactly. And we had, so there, I'm now becoming familiar with terms like firewall. And the poor guy at Comrex, he says, I said, well, you know, don't you think we should fix this so it doesn't happen again? He said, well, this isn't really my job. I would just helping you out. Which is sort of good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is there was actually somebody there to help me out. And the bad news is that this is going to happen again, because things like this always happen again. And so we just said, well, trust me, we'll figure out a way to get it done. And it only cost us, an hour and a half today, as opposed to in the past with my other system. Look, you know, we think of 2015 as being technologically... See, this is why I'm so impressed by people who hack into systems. I can't make my own system work on a day-to-day basis.
It's like walking into a maze. It's like
and
one person that figures out how to get that maze, and you're thinking, how do they do that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and clearly they have to be incredibly patient, which I am always very impressed by. And second of all, they have to know more than I know. You know, I'll tell you what. If there's a hacker who'd like to come and work with me, you can use my computer to hack into whatever you need to, but could you help me get my program on the air every day without fail? I mean, I don't even, because, and they're saying things like, well, you're going to have to send the system back to be rebooted. And I already know, I mean, you hear, I don't panic. And I said, look, it's not my system. I haven't touched anything. And there is the notion, if you're a girl, that, well, you probably spilled lipstick or something into your computer. I mean, there is that kind of, let's admit it, that chauvinism that, well, she probably did something wrong. I didn't, honest. And so it turned out it wasn't actually... Manny certainly didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. It turns out that it's kind of like your bank. Have you ever done that on your ATM? Where you go and you put in your ATM number and it doesn't work? And yeah. You know it's the right number? It's because every once in a while they change it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay.
That actually happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
It happens to all of us. Yeah. And they change it, which is okay.
Right.
But they don't tell you exactly. They're going to change it. So you keep putting it in, and it's kind of like, you know, you parked your car there and it's not there. And yeah. Sooner or later it will occur to you that someone's stolen your car. But you keep checking back to the same place, and you keep thinking, well, and the password protection stuff, is the city I was born in, which all of you know. The computer disagrees. It says I was not born in New Orleans, so I can't get through. All right, today, to add to everything, is Happy Chocolate Covered Nut Day, which I think is just plain sadistic, since I gave up chocolate for Lent. And it's Clam Chowder Day. The question is it Manhattan Clam Chowder Day, or is it Boston Clam Chowder Day? Let's face it, New York Clam Chowder is not real clam chowder. I mean, I love New York, but their clam chowder sucks. It's red, and it should be white.
What's the difference? I mean, well
it right there, Boston, red, yeah, right. Boston clam chowder is made with cream and milk, and it's white.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there's probably cornstarch in it. And Manhattan clam chowder is made with tomatoes. You can also sometimes get New England clam chowder. It's actually called New England, not Boston. New England is sometimes made with corn as well. There is corn chowder, but they also will sometimes make, purists don't. purists do not put corn in their clam chowder, but you can also get a New England clam chowder with both clams and corn in it. But not New York. They put tomatoes in it. Bad idea. All right, so the news stories today, we had lots of stuff we're going to talk about. We had lots of callers. So listen, Colleen and Lori, give me a call back. And if you know anybody named Colleen or Lori, call me anyway. It's so frustrating to sit there. And I keep sort of sending Manny little emails that say, don't let him hang up. You know, I'm here.
Yeah.
I
jumped on the phone with him too and just said, but that, you know, stay patient with us. You know, we're trying to get things figured out.
So all right. Well, we got them figured out. We'll have to see. All right. So here's one of the stories, just because for frustration's sake, that all women under 40 could be banned from smoking in Russia. It's interesting that they're banning women and not men. Yeah. Mothers with young children would also be forbidden to buy tobacco.
So any woman over 40 can still smoke.
I guess. I mean, it's probably just like having to be able to be a certain age to be able to buy liquor.
Yeah.
It applies whether or not women have or intend to have children. It would not apply to men, even if they have children.
Hmm.
The Kremlin's official newspaper cited medical evidence of the damage caused by smoking to the health of women and through them to children. Smoking hurts women's ability to have healthy children. It ruins the genetic basis of the nation. Well, I mean, guys, can you say sperm? Smoking women often cannot conceive and carry a baby because nicotine is killing the fertility of women's eggs. Childbearing age of a smoking woman is much shorter than those who do not smoke. Damage to the baby's health when a pregnant mother is smoking is huge. Smoking women are five times more often give birth to stillborn babies. Their babies are often born weak and with small body weight. Children born from smoking mothers have a risk to be ill with diabetes by the age of 16. Fines are imposed not on women but on shops or even individuals selling cigarettes to women, and you have to present your passport.
Wow.
There you go. Large retailers could be fined up to £5, $150, while individuals selling cigarettes to women could be fined from £30 to £50. That's a lot. Separate law would allow the sale of cigarettes A separate law, I think this is wrong. It says a separate now law would allow the sale of cigarettes within 100 meters of school. They're now saying that it's prohibiting it.
Okay.
So that's so unclear that we have no idea what things we're actually talking about. So it's interesting that they're outlawing it for women and not for men.
Hmm.
So there you go. And this is another, I mean, smoking seems to be a big decline in smoking rates may increase lung cancer mortality. I don't know what that means. Early detection are dying because they don't qualify for low-dose CT scans. Huh.
Nice.
As smokers quit earlier and stay off cigarettes longer, fewer are eligible for CT screening, which has been proven effective in saving lives. Patients who do eventually develop lung cancer are diagnosed at a later stage when treatment can no longer result in a cure. Wow. So they're saying you need to re-examine screening criteria to identify a greater proportion of patients who develop lung cancer. I have a friend who has stage 4 lung cancer and never smoked, but that's, I suppose, a different issue.
Yeah.
The existing screening program will become less effective at reducing lung cancer mortality in the general population if they continue to use the same criteria.
Hmm.
Wow. So there you go. So I guess the moral of both these stories is don't smoke. You'll run into political problems as well as medical problems, but you sort of knew that already.
Ain't a check big enough to get me to smoke anything.
No, I agree.
I agree. So it's like counterproductive for people about doing it.
I actually had a boyfriend in college who smoked and thought he wanted to convince me to smoke just because he thought it would be very cool to light my cigarettes. Even then, both my parents smoked, so I knew it was disgusting. None of us smoke. Look, folks, I'm here. I'm live. I'm connected to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty-dighty. Well, a lot of theater that I'm going to review for you today, and a lot of theater coming up. All right. So this is a busy time of year for theater, and so this is good. Let me tell you the four plays. Did I do? I don't think I did. At the end of that was last Wednesday. I'm just trying to figure... Yes, okay. I have four to review for you. I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't already reviewed one of them for you. All right, let's start in no particular order. The Irish Rep is one of my favorite places. They have some really interesting plays. And Da is based on the book by Hugh Leonard. It's directed by a friend of mine, I will admit. And it's kind of a memory play which can sometimes work and sometimes not work. It's a man who's going back on the day of his father's funeral. And so his father visits him, his mother who's long gone visits him, and his younger self visits him. And part of the fun of this is just it's such a lyric. It's the words are so lyrical. You have to listen because it is with a kind of a heavy brogue. But it's just really a pleasure to hear the language. Instead of saying it's snowing out, they'll say the snowflakes drifted down like dandruff from the gods or something. I mean, that's a terrible example. But it's very lyrical and very lovely, and how we deal with loss and with pain and with growing and who we were and who we are and if we could go back again. So I thought it was really a lovely play. That's Da, D-A. As I said, that the new alternative to therapy seems to be writing plays, although this one is not a one-man show. Lives of the Saints, if you like David Ives, which who among us does not, I mean, this is kind of a fun evening at the theater, because instead of one play, as someone said, if you sit down and you decide the first 5 minutes, oh no, I hate this, you are kind of stuck. You are not only stuck for the price of the ticket, but you're stuck for the rest of the evening. David Ives has done All in the Timing, Venus and Fur, so some really interesting kinds of stuff. This one is a bunch of one acts, and the good news about one acts is that if you don't like one, it's like the weather someplace else. You just wait, and it'll change, and you'll like it better. I actually liked the first one the best, although they'd shuffled the order, which is interesting. I thought some of them were silly, but, I mean, three of them are new, three of them are old. I loved The Goodness of Your Heart, probably the very best. It's got some really great actors in it, and the actors are from one of my favorite Broadway shows that didn't do terribly well, but I think it should have. They're from Peter and the Starcatcher, which I just thought was great. Arnie Burton is in it, Rick Holmes, Carson Elrod. A number of them were sort of transplants from Peter and the Starcatcher, which, as I said, I thought was wonderful. So this one is fun to see because, well, you may not like all of them. I thought one of them was completely silly, and one of them was just choreographed so beautifully that you lost the sense of what the play was actually doing as opposed to what the people were doing. But I like one act, and this one, David Ives has a particular sense of humor. Into the Woods has gotten a lot of publicity. As I said, it's been on Broadway twice. It's in the movies with Emily Blunt and James Corden and Meryl Streep. And this is a play that's done by a specific group called the Fiasco Theater. It's five men and five women, and then a musician who's so technically there's six men and five women. And they play all the parts. They all play musical instruments. And they do Into the Woods with a sense of humor, which I think was sorely lacking in at least the stage productions previously. And the movie a little bit, but this is really enjoyable. It's too long. It's almost 3 hours. And taking 15 minutes out of it, I know it's Sondheim, and I know it's classic, and I know they're wonderful people, but 15 minutes less would have made everybody a lot happier. But still, it's absolutely worth seeing. Probably my favorite choice of the week is called The World of Extreme Happiness. This is at the Manhattan Theater Club, which does very experimental things. And the reason I like this is it's set in China. And it turns out that 160 million people come in from the suburbs who are peasants who go into the cities to work in the factories. And they're treated like second-class citizens. Any residents here with immigration issues in the United States? This is just very well acted. It's it's got a cast of six people in it who play various parts. And it's just, I mean, it's electric. It deals with the issue of family, some modern Chinese kind of understanding, some classic Chinese kinds of legends, and issues that seem every bit as American as they are Chinese in this. So I really love The World of Extreme Happiness. It's a very different take on something that we're used to dealing with in this country. And the similarities are fascinating, as are the differences. So, good week for theater. There's lots still coming up. We've got Helen Mirren coming up. We've got Larry David coming up. I mentioned Jake Gyllenhaal is wandering around. Bradley Cooper is wandering around. So it's a great time to go to see theater in New York. You know I love movies, but if you get a chance, go see live theater. It's a little bit more expensive. Okay, it's a lot more expensive, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, right? To see a live performance, and whatever that performance is, it'll never be exactly the same again. So, all right, to recap, Da is at the Irish Rep, memory play that, especially if you have any little Irish wandering around in time for St. Patrick's Day. Lives of the Saints are a bunch of one acts, some of which I like better than others, but there's always something sort of charming about a play that goes on for 20 minutes and no longer, whether you like it or you don't. Either you're going to be wishing for more or you'll be delighted that it's over. Into the Woods is a different take because of the theater company on some classic Sondheim and some material that's getting a whole lot of publicity these days, and justifiably so. The World of Extreme Happiness is a very different take on what turns out to be not only an American problem, but a Chinese problem, or not only a Chinese problem, but an American problem. It is well written. It is exceptionally well acted, and it touches, believe it or not, there are funny things in it and sad things in it, and deals with the issue of the one-child rule and second-class citizenry and Chinese legends and the government and people sort of reinventing themselves. So it's just everything you're looking for and more, with a little bit of soy sauce. Does that sound reasonable? Thrown in. So can't miss in theater this week. You'll have a great time. More details at drjoy.com. We have an hour. I'm here live. We've fixed all the connection problems. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.